Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is 7:22. Total Information AM Sunday. Happy Father's Day. John Hancock and Michael Kelly joining me now. Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Kind of a crazy weekend. The president's birthday, Flag Day, Father's Day, and protests all over the country. Thousands of people here in St. Louis doing the same thing with this No Kings movement. Michael, what are your impressions of what's happening right now with the American people? And if you can provide any historical context as well.
Oh, man, that's a lot to ask for me in the morning here.
Is it too early for you?
I thought it was an extremely impressive day yesterday to see people around the country coming out. It was reminiscent to me of the Women's March that happened after Donald Trump was elected the first time. What was even more compelling about this, Scott, I found myself to be in St. Charles in the middle of the day yesterday, near Mid Rivers Mall, and could not believe the amount of people that were out there protesting against the Trump administration. You wouldn't have expected in that place. So I don't know. It wound up being a day of hope yesterday. It didn't seem to have turned into the craziness that maybe some of us had anticipated. And I think it was a nice contrast to the president's vanity project he had in D.C.
John, what do you think this is telling the president right now?
Well, I think it's telling all of us that we've got a deeply divided nation. You know, you talked about a historical context. I think you'd have to go back to the protests over the Vietnam War, the civil rights movement, all of those kind of colliding in the 1960s. I think that's probably as divided as the country has been since. And pretty stark images where you've got our military implements parading down the street in Washington, D.C., and a couple of million people out on the streets across the country with really a minimal amount of disruption or violence, which I was gratified to see. But I think you're looking at a nation that is very deeply divided. And let's not forget the horrific assassinations that took place in Minnesota, political violence. That we're seeing pop up all too often, whether it be the arson at the governor's residence in Pennsylvania, the assassination attempts on Donald Trump. You're seeing this outbreak of political violence, which is also reminiscent in some ways of the 1960s. We're a deeply divided nation that needs to heal.
Where does the checking of the power come from? Congress? Do you expect Congress to be doing anything? Because people at the rallies yesterday were kind of making that point. They were looking to Congress to do something because, you know, it's called No Kings Movement. Obvious reference there. John, what do you think?
Well, there is no congressional check on the executive branch today. The judicial branch has been a check, of course, but it's slow. And it's slow by design. You know, if you look at the last 40 years in this country, the voters have more often than not chosen divided government, having a different party in the White House than is in control of Congress. And it's been relatively rare, not exceedingly rare, but somewhat rare, where you've had one party that controls the White House, the U.S. House of Representatives, and the U.S. Senate. And that's the situation in which we find ourselves today. I think that probably changes at the midterm elections in 26. But there is, I mean, it just as a matter of fact, there is no congressional check on executive power right now. And that's not the way our system was designed.
Michael, your thoughts, and I'll just add one other element here, the influence of extremism on our political process and the results of that being more political violence and that kind of thing.
Yeah, and for purposes of time, I'll co-sign with everything John said and go straight to where you were at with extremism. And that's one of the byproducts of the internet, right? When I started in politics, Scott, sure, there were people who were kind of on the fringe. They showed up. They sat in the back of the room. They didn't have too many friends, and now they're able to identify each other on the internet. And while their numbers may not be a majority, it could be 25-30% of the people, because of the way that we do elections in this country, primarily through primary elections, the more radical and more extremist positions seem to win in these primaries. And that's probably the biggest problem we face that is growing the extremism. And as John said, there are no checks anymore. And when people can get elected by literally less than, 20% of the electorate, it can happen in a primary election. And even though everybody shows up in November, we feel good. Our selections are usually typically tainted to be to the extreme because of the process that we have and the lack of participation.
Michael Kelly, John Hancock, thanks, guys.
Amen.
It is Total Information AM Sunday. It's 7:28. Good morning.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.